Come on, Micah.
Well, normally when you're on Zoom, you have a little disc.
Mm-hmm. All right. 5 o'clock. Call to order the regular meeting of the Sewerage Commission of Orville Region, March 26, 2024. Roll call, please.
Yes, Commissioner Thompson.
Here.
Commissioner Pittman.
Here.
Commissioner Taggart.
Here.
Commissioner Couch.
Here.
Commissioner Salvucci.
Here.
Commissioner Mastalato.
Here.
All present.
All right. Please stand for the flag salute. Mr. Pittman, will you please lead us?
Yes, please. Salute, pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, acknowledgement of visitors. There is none present. Board meeting minutes. The board will review the minutes and consider their approval for special meeting of February 28, 2023.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I left those, put those in your packet for review.
I make a motion that we accept the minutes from the special meeting of February 28, 2023.
I'll second that.
Motion made by Commissioner Mastalato.
There you go.
Seconded by Commissioner Salducci to approve the board meeting minutes from the February 28, 2023 meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, item six, authorization of warrant. Yesterday I came in with management, went over the warrants. Everything seemed to be in order for a check number 28689 to 28680 to 28889 in the amount of $191,416.01, including commissioners' checks numbers
11010
to 11015 and electronic fund transfers. So I make a motion to approve the warrants.
Second that.
Okay, motion made by myself, President Taggart, seconded by Commissioner Salducci to approve the warrants. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Item seven, fiscal reports.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we put those in your packet for review. If you have any questions, I can answer those now.
Questions on the paper? Item 8, approval of intergovernmental subrecipient agreement between the County of Butte and the Sewerage Commission Orville Region for the grant administration and plant upgrade and expansion and authorization of Manager Sturdivant to sign the agreement.
Yes, Mr. Chair. So this is, we finally come to this step of officially signing the agreement with Butte County through the state of California to get our grant funding for the plant upgrade phase one. If you have any questions, Micah would be the guy to answer them. He's dealt with this process all the way through. He's doing a great job on it. He can answer any of your questions that you have.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Is legal review all 159 pages?
Yes.
You found everything to be okay? Because I started and I was like, holy moly.
He had a couple edits that he sent to them. They accepted them.
Okay.
What was the final number?
What, money-wise?
10.3. It's right here on the first page.
Yeah, probably. $10,394,613.
Out of the seven.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I had a few questions on the agreement, too, but those were answered by our legal staff and general manager. And yes, I read every single page.
You go. I started, too, and I was like, whoa, forget these days.
She had some very good questions. She asked, Ryan was able to answer, and I was able to answer. She was mainly concerned with SCOR's liability during construction. If we were to have an injury or an accident happen, whether SCOR would be on the hook or the contractor. I explained that in order to even bid on these jobs, the contractors have to have the proper insurance, bonding, and all that stuff. So the, an accident here on site would fall under the contractor's insurance, and one of SCORE's responsibilities is to make sure that they have the proper coverage to make that happen.
We also have an administrator for the bond funds, as we approved.
Yes, ma'am. That's when you guys approved the Adams Ashby Group to administrate the grant, and she will make sure that we are hitting all of those deadlines.
Yeah.
And we did that, as I told you guys before, because the county told us in their experience with HCD grants, if we don't hire an administrator, we will have trouble. We will get in trouble messing with it. So you guys made the right call and appropriated the funds to hire an administrator to make sure that we don't get in any trouble. So we are asking for authorization for me to sign the agreement, and then it will go to the county for the Board of Supervisors' signature at their next meeting. Yep.
Correct. Beginning of April.
I'll make the motion to authorize Manager Sturdivant to sign the agreement.
I'll second that.
Motion made by myself, President Taggart, seconded by Commissioner Salducci to authorize Manager Sturdivant to sign the agreement of the intergovernmental, subrecipient agreement.
Item number 8.
CDBC / DR. Infrastructure grant. Okay. Is that all in favor or a roll call?
We'll need a roll call, I think, for that.
Yeah. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Pittman?
Yes.
Commissioner Taggart?
Yes.
Commissioner Mastalato?
Yes.
Unanimous.
Okay. Item 9. The board will consider roofing quote for the main plant building.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. So this one's a little bit more complicated. Obviously, it is just trying to get the roof repaired. So during my time here, and I'll give you kind of a long spiel. During my time here, we've repaired the, as the manager, I think we've done 4 repairs in the 3 years that I've been here. Scott can attest, when he was the manager, they did more than that. It's been repaired over and over and over. And this last year, we had a leak form right over our MCC panels, which is our motor control centers here in the back, which is just electrical buckets with 480 volts power in there, which could be catastrophic to life and equipment. So so this kind of ties into the budget. I did not budget for the roof repair in the one that you have right there put together. I did budget for the roof repair in the budget on a separate piece of paper. So depending on what you guys want to do today, whether you want to, so you'll see what I'm talking. So okay. Whether you guys want to authorize me to get the roof repaired ASAP, which is what I'm recommending, even though we didn't budget for it would have to come out of contingency money. I'm recommending to get it repaired ASAP rather than waiting until July 1st, the fiscal year, and having it budgeted because we're going to have other construction happening. We're going to have phase one of the construction happening. We're going to have a lot of other stuff going on. So to me, if we can just get it paid for and get it done here in the spring, and we'll have a roof for 50 years.
It's going to keep going up.
Yes, exactly. So we do have the 3 quotes in there. By far the best one is All Covered Roofing for $126,000. They're the same outfit that you guys authorized to do the RAS building. They did it quick.
So that was it? That was the end? The final one?
Yeah. $126,000 after prevailing wage was added in.
$100,000 cheaper than everybody else?
Yep.
And is it the same product that they're using?
It is. And last time it was about half too. When we got George's roofing quote for the RAS building, you guys chose All Covered because it was half. And
so they've actually done work for us.
They've done work for us before. Yeah, they did it quick, safely. I think they were out of here in 3 days.
They haven't had any issues with it.
Yeah, it seems great to me.
What kind of roofing is it?
Metal roof.
Metal roofing. Corrugated.
Do we have any solar on any part of the building?
Nope. No.
And this is a really stupid reason I'm asking for it, but I had the solar company come do repairs to my solar panels, and they stopped because they were not allowed to walk on a roof with a metal roof on it. Hmm. So they have to call another subcontractor to come work on the panels to repair.
Well, they got
to
call the metal roofs solar guy? That's kind of odd.
Somebody that's got better insurance, I guess?
You guys put the panels on.
They got better shoes?
Now you can't walk on the roof? Is that, have you ever heard of that?
No.
That's Sun Power.
Maybe some dude are bonding.
Yeah. Really? They might have got sued or something. I don't know.
I mean, it's like, are you kidding me? And they're retrofitting the panels because they're bad components. They have to put their, it's their job, it's not mine, but. I've just never heard of stuff. Anyway, I just want to make sure we don't.
No, we don't have anything on this roof except for some communication equipment on each end, that end and this end over here.
Yeah.
Just antennas and.
Yep.
What is up there right now?
Tile.
Yeah.
It's clay tile.
Because they figure what, metal 50?
What's that?
50 years?
No, yeah, 50 year roof, yeah.
50 plus.
Yeah,
it sounds like they're going to put down that ice so that. Paper they put down is like a sticky back to it, right?
Yeah. Good stuff.
So yeah, I mean, that, like I said, the job they did on the RAS building was seems to be great. Now it's only been a year, so I don't know.
But how is the noise in the building with a metal roof? I don't know.
There's pumps running in the building
on the insulation.
Time.
Yeah. So they take like the Feather River pump station. Mm-hmm. They put a 40-year roof on that.
Yeah.
And there's no, there hasn't been a problem. It's what, 25?
98? 97, 98, something like that.
So it's 30 years old.
Yeah.
Nice.
Man, I don't. Does this have the mesh on the gutters and all that stuff too? All the gingerbread? Stuff?
Supposed to, yeah. Mm.
That's a great deal.
Yeah, it is. I mean, and the last time when we hired him, we were like, "Is this a real company?" Like, I mean, this seems crazy that it's half the price. But I mean, I've seen him in Chico. I've seen at least 5 or 6 trucks working in Chico, different places. We were happy with the work. They were professional. They were quick. Mm-hmm. They were safe. I mean, we didn't see them doing anything weird, hanging off the roof or anything. I mean, they came in, were about business, and got it done.
It's almost a twofer. Mm-hmm.
Well,
one.
I mean, yeah.
My suggestion would be to replace the roof. But, you know, this plant's been here a long time. It's going to be here a lot longer, mm-hmm. especially with the upgrades. Fighting this, you know, eventually you're not going to be able to find tiles.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah, what would the last accident happen if it would have smoked everything?
Yeah, well, when we do have some extra tiles because we took them off the RAS roof that we you know did. So we could repair it and put tiles on there if you guys chose to do that.
Right.
But I think we're just banding. I'm just kicking it down the road for the next guy to do it.
And technically, the tiles are just cosmetic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the tar underneath.
The stuff underneath.
Yep. And all these I was showing Commissioner Taggart yesterday when he came in. But most of the beams that run down have rot on them as well. Just because water has gotten up underneath and then it runs down the beam and then it collects on the end of the beam and then the beam gets rot. So
you're talking about the tail ends.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So in my suggestion, I'm not a roof expert. In my opinion, I believe it needs to be replaced. I think that repairing it is just money that we're just going to spend again later.
So it's been there 50 years, right?
Yep. Okay. This part hasn't, correct? This part was done when you were here.
Yeah.
But the main part of the building stopped. So right here, basically, the linoleum this way is newer, but yeah. the main part of the building is, yeah.
Like when we were talking yesterday, what if you kick it down the road 3 to 5 years? That's probably 30% more than what it costs.
Yeah, this company probably will have lost themselves and be out of business because they're not charging enough.
I think the bigger question is if that MCC happens to blow up, that shuts the whole plant down.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then that's where you're completely dead in the water. The
yes.
generator won't even help you then.
No. That's got all the main breakers to go. That goes every place right there.
Yep. Not to mention the life safety issues with that blowing up.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's a catastrophic, potentially catastrophic on like I said, equipment and life. It's a bad scenario. 100% it needs to at least be repaired, but I would hope and I'm recommending that we just do the replacement.
You know, I've never really seen a metal roof. Is it just one sheet, or is it like...
Well, you know, it's like, you see, you just never...
Our new pump station building has it out here. You can, there's a
great
view of it there.
Okay.
It's just they overlap.
Yeah,
so there's like a lip, and then it overlaps, and then it overlaps, and it overlaps, and that way it can't get underneath it.
You know, you'll see a home, it'll be, might have a green roof, or whatever, especially in the mountains.
They're usually 3 by a certain length, 12 or 8 or whatever.
I'm going to have to look out for them.
But so, yeah, my recommendation is that we go with all covered roofing for the 120, not to exceed the 126,000.
I'll make that motion then.
I'll second it. Motion made by Commissioner Pittman, seconded by Commissioner Coates to approve all covered roofing's bid for $126,300. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Pittman?
Yes.
Commissioner Taggart?
Yes.
Commissioner Mastalotto?
Yes.
Okay. Item 10, Turner's report. Ryan?
Yeah, so the last two items I've consulted with the district on, the subrecipient, all 159 pages were reviewed, and then this roofing issue, I did consult with the general manager on that. The only other item is the K&M litigation. There's really no major updates for the district, otherwise we would have had a closed session. So maybe next month we'll provide any updates to the extent there are any, but it's still out there. Just nothing yet to report.
Whatever happened with their legal counsel? Is it still the same legal counsel?
It is.
Is there still illness?
Yes. He. It's still Walt McNeil. Whatever was going on, I guess, is maybe better.
Okay.
Other than that, I have another report.
Any questions for the attorney?
Just what's your take on it? It seemed like at first they were pretty aggressive. Now it just kind of seemed like crickets.
You know, I'd probably prefer to give advice on that in closed session, but if you want to talk outside on after, I'm happy to consult with you.
Okay, moving on. Item 11, manager report.
And yes, Mr. Chairman. So this month in the plant, no operational issues to report. We just pulled our when I wrote this, we were preparing to pull our quarterly samples. We pulled them this morning, or this afternoon actually. So that's all good. We sent those out. The influent pump station, April 15th is the a date for Tesco to come out and finalize. There is a couple little things that need to happen after that, but for the most part, it'll be operational after April 15th. We will be still kind of dialing in the controls a little bit and trying to get Mitch and the crew what they want out of the control features. But other than that, we should be up and operational by April 15th. I was hoping at the April 22nd meeting, weather permitting, that we could take time and I could take you guys out there during the meeting and kind of give you a little tour and show you what we bought and what you guys authorized and all the cool stuff it'll do that it couldn't do before. So we'll plan on that for the 22nd unless it's raining. You guys have a copy of the draft budget for the fiscal year. Any questions, concerns, anything like that over the next month?
Yes, sir. April 23rd.
Is it the 23rd? Did I misspoke? Okay.
Yeah. I had to look, so I was like, I got something to do on the 23rd.
My fault, April 23rd. So if you have any questions, concerns, anything, call me, come by, talk to me, or I'll come to you. We'll figure it out. We'll fix it because I'd like to have it approved for the April meeting as well. I'd like to approve the budget. So anything you guys have, any concerns, let me know, and we'll get them fixed. Funding, as you guys just approved the subrecipient agreement between us and the county, so that's great. I've been doing some research on getting a grant for an EV charging station here at SCORE, so that when we do have to switch over our fleet, at least a light duty fleet, we will be able to charge it, you know, with our solar field here at SCORE. So at least we would pretty much have no, during the summertime, we would have no cost at all because we make a lot more power than we use during the summer. So I am looking into that. We've also been throwing around different ideas on how to find different money. So we're still looking at the recycle money. We're looking at any way to get money to offset taking a loan or trying to not take a loan at all. Roof repair, we talked about that. You guys decided on that. I met with the city of Oroville this last month. I met with Brian Ring, the city manager, Fred Mayo, Ruth Duncan, and Patrick Piatt. We addressed the kind of some of the issues that we have with the city as far as development and getting developments approved through SCORE. And we're just trying to make sure that we get the process more streamlined so that we don't miss anything. We can keep them up to speed on everything that we need from them and just to make it a more streamlined process. So we're in the process of working with them to get that done. Also notified by the city that they are probably switching insurance carriers, medical insurance. So And they're, the new group that they're switching to will not let them bring us, along with them. So that was kind of a curveball. We weren't really that jazzed about that news, especially not getting any type of heads up on it before it happened. But so we are in the process of talking to the broker that TWSD is in the pool with, to see if we can jump in and get into that pool. I'll keep you informed on how that's going. Hopefully.
I don't think you should have any problems doing that because it's the same group that scores in that.
Yeah, it seems like we should. They're trying to work up a cost just to make sure. I just want to make sure it's not going to be like a different, you know, or a significant increase.
Different plan.
Exactly.
If you look at your insurance card, I think it's the identical same group.
Gotcha.
So I would just go through a different entity.
Yeah.
I don't know that the city has a date certain that switch is going to happen because it's the involvement of the Teamsters has made a play on the city employees.
Too. Yep.
The story goes a cheaper insurance. We'll see.
Gotcha.
You know how that works. So
yeah. So we just
cost, yeah.
We just don't want to get caught.
Sure.
Caught in a spot where we don't have insurance for the guys or the women that work here. So
you definitely don't want to go back to CalPERS.
Yeah, no, CalPERS is it's really expensive and it's not
well.
The best,
problem so. Is too. The employee group said we need to switch it by a certain date, and they go, "Whoa, you have a lot of things to satisfy before you actually make a switch." So
yeah.
It's not that easy to be done. I'm sure there's going to be confusion on the city side on what date it actually.
How the scores work now? What do you guys pay?
Well, right now for me, we pay nothing. I mean, employees, we pay nothing.
You guys have like the Gap deal and all
yep.
that stuff.
Yeah.
Like it's identical because we went over that when you were in management.
Right.
Yeah. No, we're still on the same exact stuff that Scott set up when the city changed last time.
Money,
yeah.
Too, so.
Yeah. No, it's a good thing. It's a good deal, and theoretically, you should have zero out of pocket costs.
And then you set yours up the same way with the FSA or whatever
yep.
goes back into if it's unused.
Yeah, we get $3,000, and if they don't use it,
stuff
yep,
right
then it comes
mark.
Back. Yep, good. Exactly. So we're in the process of trying to figure out our next step there, and so I'll keep you guys informed and let everybody know where we're at on that.
So does the city not do that same thing?
Mm-hmm. No,
that's a different. I mean, if the insurance policy. Is Blue Shield, correct?
Yes.
Just different plan.
It's just different plan, and then score implemented that
because,
savings.
You yes. know, yes. We went down there years ago and tried to talk the city into doing it. And
right.
It was like, they didn't have a time of day for us.
Right. So,
we had two or three different meetings down there with them.
Yeah, so by going to a higher deductible, you save the premium and then the FSA.
And then you fund
and in the gap, the combo of the FSA and the gap will eat the deductible for you.
Right.
Yep.
But at the time, I mean, I told the city they could use it for, you know, they could use it however they wanted. They could have used it for, you know, you know, like wage increase and then everything else, you know, because everybody down there was paying.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, our deal is pretty sweet here for the employees. There's no out-of-pocket cost for them.
I mean, it's the same here, you know, same in our district. But when we stepped into that, you know, it was like $70,000 right off the top.
Yeah.
You know, that was even, you know, so 38 went back in the general fund or whatever after funding all the employees three.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because the city had, 105 employees then or something like that. So.
Yeah, I'm not sure where we're at now. It's hard to see.
Couldn't tell you.
Hard. Yeah, I couldn't tell you either.
Now, you guys involved in that part? Or?
Yeah, councilman do have it. Yeah. There's three different plans. There's silver.
Yeah.
Red.
Whatever it is, I can't.
Silver, golden.
Silver, golden.
Yeah, I think we're silver.
And the employees pick it
platinum,
based upon
like
that. Yeah, platinum. And then it just goes beyond that. The only thing different is if we do have retired insurance now.
Hmm.
With if you have up to 20 years, then you get retired medical for you, the employee, which is a little different. We haven't had that before in the past, so.
That's a good way to keep people around.
Yeah, and it's a 20-year max credit, and then it indexes down if you have less time and whatnot.
So. We're actually looking into that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good reward to keep people there. Makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, the real thing of salary and everything is the benefits are the key to what
yes.
keeps people around.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, plus, we still now offer the employee home purchase program to all city employees now.
Oh, that's cool.
So if you
That's a cool incentive.
Was it 6 months service and permission of your department head will loan you 25% of the purchase price? And you only pay it back on refi or sell the home.
Oh, that is a good deal.
Or separation of service.
Yeah.
5 years of payback. So I've never seen a city that offers a whole loan purchase.
No.
Purchase program is like, what?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, you got to think outside the box to try to keep your people. So let's see. Also with the city, I sent an email to Brian, CC'd in their council with our council, just to let them know that we would like to see the reimbursement agreement for Rudy Creek that Ryan has worked with Scott Huber on in front of the council so that they can sign it and we can know 100% how that's going to work. Basically, the agreement just says that we will pay and they have 90 days to reimburse the score. So.
So we're talking about Rudy Creek. Are we wiping out the old station or leaving part of it?
It's
put the new one.
We're going to demo the old one.
We're going to demo
the old one.
Yeah.
So the old one won't be there.
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
Caltrans wants their little chunk back.
Maybe. They want the right way.
Yeah.
Somebody asked that question and I wasn't sure what
we're just starting to knock on their door now. It's a chore already.
Yeah, and that could be that. I mean, I think that's going to be like one of our bargaining chips. Like, if you want it to, if you want that to go away, then help us out on this new one. If not, we'll exercise our lifelong maintenance easement that we have there and just keep it. You know, I don't know. We'll see. If I try to Caltrans, it might not work too well. But I'll try it. I don't care.
Have you been to the office in Marysville yet?
No.
Well, be careful when they ask you to go up to the wicket room. There's a room that is the center room where they do all the talking. And they can hear you all throughout the whole floor when you're talking.
Oh, they got set up there, huh?
Meeting room. And I just shook my head and I said, we just paid money for this? It's like, oh.
So that's the last thing I have to report from my interactions with the city this month. And I'm going to start doing this on a monthly basis. And I'm just going to give you guys a little recap of what I've dealt with your entities. Thermalito, me and Jamie have been going over pretty good, making sure that the Prop 218 process is going to happen in the right way. And I've given him everything that he needs. And he's going to be able to hit all of his time requirements. I don't know if you guys have, it's not in the report yet, but, and I don't know how many of you actually look at the website, probably only Commissioner Coach, but we did have, the flow meter is back up and running at Thermalito, for Thermalito's lift, or our lift station that serves Thermalito, Feather River Pump Station. We got a loaner controller from ABB. So you'll see in the budget, I budgeted $25,000 for a new flow meter, but that's not till July 1st. So we're going to try to give ABB time to get their S together and get it fixed. Basically, Aqua Sierra, it was our vendor for ABB. Well, ABB has removed them from being our vendor because they weren't happy with the service that they were giving us. So we got a new vendor that's apparently better, and they're going to be able to fix it and be able to do all these things. Now, I'll believe that when I see it because we've been dealing with this for a year and a half. So, with that said, we're going to give them the time, and then I will come back probably in the June meeting and say this is where they are with it and leave it up to you guys whether or not you want to continue to deal with ABB or if we want to go with the plan that we talked about last month, which would be replace it with the Emerson Rosemount, which is the same thing that we got up here on all the other stuff. But I will give them a couple months and then report to you and let you guys make a final call on that, on how you want to go. But I did put that in the budget, so you'll see that in the budget. And if we decide not to do it, then we don't have to do it. And we also, I know I talked to you guys about this 6 months ago or so, and then we hit the winter, so we kind of put it on the back burner, but we are back to talking to getting quotes from crane companies about moving those two filters from Thermalito over here to the plant. So probably next month I'll have a cost for you guys associated with that for the agenda, and then we can go from there.
We have to send those filters somewhere else to be reworked?
We need to send them, but that's a little premature right now because we won't need those until we're gonna, you know, maybe do the like a recycle water project or something like that. Until then, they'll be backups for the ones that we have. I'll have that for next month. Loa Pud, Same thing, I've been really talking to Dave and making sure that we're all on the same page as far as the 218 process. He seems like everything's good. He's got all of his ducks in a row, so I'm not anticipating any issues. I'm sure that I will get some talking to by some people in the meetings over rate increases, but that's okay. I can handle that. And I'll explain the need and the necessity when that time comes. And then last but not least, I wanted to let you guys give you more information on the bank fraud that we had. So we had two fraudulent checks that were cashed against Score's checking account. They were fake checks, made to look pretty similar to our checks. The weird thing about it was, is they had the very next check number. The first one that was cashed fraudulently had the very next check number. So when you go and look at the checks, the very one, the one on the top, it was in order. So we kind of tend to think that that makes, they would be a Bank of America type of inside job, somebody that knows the check numbers. Now Bank of America turned it right back and said, well, we think that probably means it's a Score employee that knows the check numbers. So OPD's been called. They are investigating it. Bank of America's fraud department is investigating it. We had to immediately, well, as close to immediately as we could, close that account and open another account because Bank of America basically told us once they alerted us that the account was compromised, then any further fraud that would happen, they would not cover because we knew and we didn't address it. So we were kind of in a little bit of a bind there because we had stuff that was pending for the IRS that we had to wait. And so we gave it as long as we figured we needed to get the IRS stuff through, and then we closed the account and opened the new one. And then, I don't know if anybody heard before the meeting I was talking, that we had three checks that got from the employees on their paychecks that got kicked back. They didn't honor the check because they were weirded out because it was the new account. But we took care of that, got them all paid, and everything's fine. So we don't anticipate any more problems, but we do have a new bank account. That's why you guys had to sign the new signatory card today. But now that that's all done, we're all...
So they got done electronically too, right?
Yeah, they deposited.
So that means there had to be an account that they had to go to.
They went into somebody's account, exactly. So to me, it seems like it'd be pretty cut and dry to figure out who did it, or at least whose account was used, and then you go from there.
Were they cashed here locally or out?
No, they were cashed on the app.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why. So we don't know. It. What the information that we saw said it was cashed in Richmond, Virginia, and then another one in like Georgia. But the lady at Bank of America said that it could be anywhere. It just picks a location when you do it via the app or whatever. It just picks a spot and says it's from there. So, but they do have the account number that was deposited into. Yeah. So they should be able to find out at least that person. So that was kind of concerning, and you know, gave me a couple sleepless nights. But
how much did they cash?
One was for $9,800, and the other one was for $4,800, so close to $15,000. Bank of America gave us our money back, but it was still. And then they did two PayPal purchases, which we think they were kind of just testing to see if it would work, because one was for like $0.04, and the other one was for like $0.18 or something like that.
Yeah, they invested, and then they went for the big one.
Exactly. So they tested it on PayPal to see if it would work, and then they went and cashed the checks. So, but Bank of America has been pretty good to work with, other than the fact that they were like, if you don't close it immediately, you're on your own. Yeah. I didn't think that was that cool, but I get it. They have liability too.
Well, Mr. Ramsey has told us in a couple of meetings that Rotary of the ATM fraud is really hitting us hard here. They arrested three Czechoslovakians in Chico, and they've been, putting cameras at the ATMs to identify your punch of your code in and everything. So the recommendation is to cover your hands when you're punching the code in. So, and it's a small mini camera.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Two banks in town I know of have had to remove those cameras from the employees checking it. So it is, they're hitting us hard. They did arrest three, and when they caught them, they had, I don't know, $30,000 in cash and 20 or 30 different fake credit cards, or what do you call it?
ATM cards?
ATM cards that were, usable, and they had a machine to redo the ATM cards. So they're getting sophisticated.
Yep.
And it's a warning that he gave us all, and just pass that along, Be careful of your ATM stuff, because that's one of the frauds that they're hitting him. It's amazing.
My wife was there at the bank when she was in Chico, when one of those
Oh, is that right?
Guys was actually there. They were in the bank when the guy was outside Really? Waiting for the cops to show up. And the guy had, I think, EBT cards.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
And he had a whole, like a bunch, you were just going one after another.
Really? Yeah. Wow.
It's empty in the ATM. That's all I got. That's the end of the manager's report for me.
Wow.
So unless you guys have any questions.
All right.
I still need signatures for Commissioner Pittman and Commissioner Thompson.
That's there. Item 12, visitor comments. Nobody's present. Item 13, commissioner and staff comments. Does anybody have anything?
No.
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 No. Good. Okay, 5:35, adjournment.
But Kelly, do you need...